King County is still counting hundreds of mailed-in ballots in the SeaTac election. And right now, the minimum wage measure is ahead by 43 votes. That narrow margin remained unchanged even after more votes were counted on Tuesday. The new tally was evenly split.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Heather Weiner is with the Yes campaign, which declared a premature victory on election night when they appeared to have an 8-point lead. She says they're still getting used to the all mail-in ballot system and waiting.
We're feeling very patient as the ballots come in, and we expect it will be like this for the next couple of days. Every day at 4:30, you know, we set our clocks and check the count.
And with the results so close, both sides are contesting ballots that look like they weren't properly signed. Those votes could swing the measure one way or another. There's also a lawsuit filed in federal court last week by Alaska Air, the Washington Restaurant Association, and the airport concessionaire Philo Foods. The suit claims paying $15 an hour with sick leave for hotel and airport workers would place an unreasonable burden on SeaTac businesses and City Hall. Supporters say similar measures exist in other communities, including Los Angeles and San Jose. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.